Things have also been going right for the aforementioned Nationals, the first team to represent Washington in the postseason since 1933, when the Washington Senators won the pennant and lost the World Series to the New York Giants. Joining me now to discuss how Washington is reacting to this extraordinary development is Barry Sperluga of The Washington Post. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
The Nationals clinched a postseason spot on Thursday night at home. How did everybody react?
With the new playoff format, I'm not sure people know how to react to a wild card berth that ensures you only one game. So there was kind of it almost caught people by surprise. There were 30,000 people there rather than a sold-out crowd of 41. The players reacted very calmly because they have greater things in their sights, the division title and beyond. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say it was muted, but this is a team that is in this position because it's very good. It knows it's good, and I think everybody, fans, players, management alike, are kind of waiting for the things that are in the weeks to come.
One addition of the Senators left town to become the Minnesota Twins in 1960. Another left Washington to become the Texas Rangers in 1971. Not so long ago, the current Nationals were the Montreal Expos. Do fans in D.C. have a sense of ownership of today's team?
I think that's what this season is really about. I mean, if you think about it, when baseball came back in 2005 after a 33-year absence, there was a really emotional response, particularly among native Washingtonians, to having a team back. But for outsiders, you know, for a long time while the Nationals were struggling, they lost 100 games in 2008, 100 games in 2009. It really was about this kind of eclectic community coming to the ballpark, and a lot of them would root for the Mets if they were Mets fans, or root for the Pirates if they were Pirates fans. And I really think it took a winning team filled with compelling characters, some of the best young players in the game, as well as some appealing veterans this season, and a manager, Davey Johnson, who longtime Washingtonians would be familiar with as a player with the Baltimore Orioles. This season is really the one where, after 8 years of having baseball, this feels like Washington's team. Washington is responding to it. They're on pace to win 99 games and win the National League East comfortably. The postseason is just kind of this world of possibilities that we haven't had here in 79 years.
One of the big stories concerning the Nationals this month was the decision to pull Steven Strasburg, who'd had arm surgery in 2010, from the pitching rotation as a precautionary measure. But talk to me a little bit about some of the players on the active roster that people should be celebrating.
Local fans and fans across the country should pay attention to Ryan Zimmerman, the third baseman. He was the Nationals' first draft choice in 2005. He's been an all-star player. He's been a Gold Glove winner. He signed two contract extensions to stay with Washington, forgoing free agency when he certainly could have signed with a winner and been a key part of one of those teams. The other I'd point to is Gio Gonzalez, the left-hander who's a Cy Young Award candidate in the National League and is really just kind of a happy presence in the dugout in the clubhouse. And now with Strasburg out, the anchor of that pitching staff.
Barry, let's allow ourselves to dream for a minute on behalf of fans of the Nationals. What if Washington wins it all? They win the World Series. What happens down there?
This has long been a Redskins town. The Redskins were here in 1937. They're the one thing that Republicans and Democrats in a very political town can kind of gather around, and that's the way it was for years without baseball. Now, with the national success, you know, the Washington Post this weekend, we're publishing a poll showing that the Nationals have actually surpassed the Redskins among fans who feel strongly about that team. So it's a developing story. It's a developing relationship. And I'm not sure that we know exactly how the town would react. This is a town that's starved for a championship of any kind. They haven't had one since the Redskins won the Super Bowl following the 91 season. So I'm not sure if I can predict it, but I'd be fascinated to find out.
Barry Sperluga writes for The Washington Post. Barry, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.